1. Where does the boy like to do his homework?
Mum's given me a new table for my room to do my homework.
I'm supposed to do my homework in my room, but I usually take my laptop down to the kitchen. I work better when there are people round me. Mum and Dad sometimes help me.
Mum says I need peace and quiet. My little sister's 7, and she's allowed to watch TV in the sitting room while she's doing homework. It's not fair. How can she concentrate?
I liked doing that when I was her age. You get ideas.
Now listen again.
Mum's given me a new table for my room to do my homework.
I'm supposed to do my homework in my room, but I usually take my laptop down to the kitchen. I work better when there are people round me. Mum and Dad sometimes help me.
Mum says I need peace and quiet. My little sister's 7, and she's allowed to watch TV in the sitting room while she's doing homework. It's not fair. How can she concentrate?
I liked doing that when I was her age. You get ideas.
Two. What was damaged on the day of the party?
Sorry I missed your birthday party. How did it go?
Brilliant. It was funny because my mum was worried about me having so many mates round, convinced we'd spill something on the new carpet or break something, even though she was going to be there. So just before the party, she moved all the furniture out of the living room and just left the chairs. That's when she dropped and smashed the vase. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, the room was great for dancing. And of course, the carpet was fine afterwards.
Now listen again.
Sorry I missed your birthday party. How did it go?
Brilliant. It was funny because my mum was worried about me having so many mates round, convinced we'd spill something on the new carpet or break something, even though she was going to be there. So just before the party, she moved all the furniture out of the living room and just left the chairs. That's when she dropped and smashed the vase. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, the room was great for dancing. And of course, the carpet was fine afterwards.
Three. Which animal will they write about?
The teacher said we have to do the homework in pairs. We find out about the diet of one of the animals in the film, then write 200 words about it.
What? You mean the rabbit?
If you like, or the dolphin, or the elephant, but I think another pair's already doing that one. To be honest, I don't fancy doing the rabbit.
I agree, but dolphins only eat fish. Why can't we do the same as the other pair?
We can if we like.
OK, let's do that.
Now listen again.
The teacher said we have to do the homework in pairs. We find out about the diet of one of the animals in the film, then write 200 words about it.
What? You mean the rabbit?
If you like, or the dolphin, or the elephant, but I think another pair's already doing that one. To be honest, I don't fancy doing the rabbit.
I agree, but dolphins only eat fish. Why can't we do the same as the other pair?
We can if we like.
OK, let's do that.
Four. What should students take to the next cooking lesson?
That's all for today's lesson. You've done very well, and when you've washed up, you can go. But take a note of what you'll need next time. I'm going to show you how to make a variety of different desserts with apples. I'll provide the apples and most of the other basic ingredients, except for eggs. You'll each need a couple of those, as well as a nice juicy lemon. My apple recipes are always popular, so don't miss next week's class.
Now listen again.
That's all for today's lesson. You've done very well, and when you've washed up, you can go. But take a note of what you'll need next time. I'm going to show you how to make a variety of different desserts with apples. I'll provide the apples and most of the other basic ingredients, except for eggs. You'll each need a couple of those, as well as a nice juicy lemon. My apple recipes are always popular, so don't miss next week's class.
Five. Which film does the girl recommend?
Have you got my text about the movies? Which one do you want to go to? The musical has had good reviews and I'd love it, but I'm not sure whether you would. I know you'd enjoy the movie about getting lost on the mountain. I've seen clips of it and the camera work is wonderful, so I'd like it too. We could go to that. I know you're keen on space movies, and normally I am too, but I've heard this one isn't much good.
Now listen again.
Have you got my text about the movies? Which one do you want to go to? The musical has had good reviews and I'd love it, but I'm not sure whether you would. I know you'd enjoy the movie about getting lost on the mountain. I've seen clips of it and the camera work is wonderful, so I'd like it too. We could go to that. I know you're keen on space movies, and normally I am too, but I've heard this one isn't much good.
Six. What did the girl enjoy doing most at the bike track?
How was the bike track?
Amazing. Some of the riders were so good. I watched them for ages performing jumps. Because it was our first time, the guy in charge said we should start on the beginner's track, where you go round a course going up and down a series of small hills. That was fun, but when I felt more confident, I tried out the racetrack. Going round the steep corners really fast was the best part of the day, but I can't wait to learn some jumps.
Now listen again.
How was the bike track?
Amazing. Some of the riders were so good. I watched them for ages performing jumps. Because it was our first time, the guy in charge said we should start on the beginner's track, where you go round a course going up and down a series of small hills. That was fun, but when I felt more confident, I tried out the racetrack. Going round the steep corners really fast was the best part of the day, but I can't wait to learn some jumps.
Seven. What will the weather be like this evening?
Hi, Sandra. Are you still going to the beach barbecue party this evening? After all that rain yesterday, I thought it might get cancelled.
Don't say that, Steve. Everyone in my class is really looking forward to it. Anyway, I checked on the internet. Although it'll be cloudy this morning, that'll clear up this afternoon. Then the sun will come out. There's no rain forecast until after midnight, by which time the barbecue will be over.
Well, I hope they're right. A barbecue's not much fun in the rain.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sandra. Are you still going to the beach barbecue party this evening? After all that rain yesterday, I thought it might get cancelled.
Don't say that, Steve. Everyone in my class is really looking forward to it. Anyway, I checked on the internet. Although it'll be cloudy this morning, that'll clear up this afternoon. Then the sun will come out. There's no rain forecast until after midnight, by which time the barbecue will be over.
Well, I hope they're right. A barbecue's not much fun in the rain.
That is the end of part one.